Welcome to The Owlish Folk, a podcast that answers questions about the English language. I'm Amanda, and with me is my bespalling co-host, Dave.
Bespalling? What's this one?
Oh, you're not going to be very happy with this one. To bespall is a verb that means to spit or dribble.
Right.
And bespaller is a slobbering person who spits when he talks.
That's disgusting.
I'm sorry.
I feel hurt, but...
Please don't cry.
I can't tell if
it's tears or spit that's falling from your tear ducts right now.
Maybe the name fits. Okay.
Oh, bespalling. Heavens to Betsy.
Yeah, I'm going to try and use that today in a sentence when I speak to someone.
I wonder if they're going to ask you what that means or they'll just nod and kind of laugh and accept it.
That's what I usually do. The only time I don't just pretend to understand these words is when you say them for this show.
But I think the unfortunate thing is a lot of the time when people use vocabulary that other people don't know, they feel a little bit embarrassed to ask because they don't want to seem like they don't know. So they just kind of feel around with the tone of the voice of how the person said it, and then they just kind of react.
Maybe we would learn more words if we were just more open about the things we didn't understand, or maybe we thought we had misheard. So if we hear something I've not encountered before, we should ask, what is that? And not feel shy about it.
It's great because kids do that naturally. When I'm talking to my daughter, and I'll kind of say a big word, she'll say, I don't know what that is. And there's no embarrassment, it's just curiosity, you know?
And then they learn it.
Yeah.
And then they use it. And this is something I've noticed with my daughter as well. She hears a new word, she asks about it, and then she'll try and use it. Sometimes she gets it slightly wrong. And gradually it works itself into her vocabulary. It's incredible.
What is the question of the day?
Today's question is another excellent question. Today's question is Sunday named after the sun? Well, it's an interesting question because even if the answer to that seems obvious, what about the other days?
Right.
Let's get into it.
Yes, let's start. I have something to say.
Go on then.
Hot day is heat today.
I beg your pardon?
Hot day is heat today.
And what does that mean?
It means what day is it today in Old English.
I like it very much.
Hit is thunares day.
Hit is thunares day.
It is Thursday today.
Okay, great. All right, so a little bit of Old English there. Do you know all the days in Old English?
Yes, I do.
Can you...
Sure, I can attempt to. I want to apologize for my Anglo-Saxon, apologize to my Anglo-Saxon professor in grad school if I pronounce these incorrectly.
Well, let's see how you get on before we offer apologies around.
So, Sunday, Suninde. Monday, Maninde. Tuesday, Tuiste. Wednesday, Woneste. Thursday, Thunereste. Friday, Friade. Saturday, Saturneste.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
Right. I think I learned that in 2005.
I learned that on Now's Day.
Yes. Today's Day.
Yes. Today's Day would just be today, right?
Yes.
The modern English days of the week come then from the Old English days of the week, right?
That's right.
And Old English was spoken before around 1200?
Yes. I think we can go farther back than that because the term day in Old English is deg, which means day or lifetime.
Okay, deg.
Yes. And the days of the week came from the Roman deities, with Saturday as the first day of the week. And we'll kind of talk a little bit more about how different languages start with different days. But when the pagan Romans started worshiping the sun more, the first day of the week became Sunday. And remember, the Roman Empire was 27 BC to 395 AD. But in ancient Mesopotamia in Babylon, from 18th to 6th century BC, they marked the time with lunar months. So it became a little bit kind of confusing, and the Germanic people adopted the Roman system and so on and so forth.
So the 7-day week came then because the moon follows 28-day cycles, and then you can break the cycle up into quarters of 7 days. And then the quarters, the 7 days were named after the celestial objects that were visible to the naked eye in those ancient times.
Consistently every month, yeah.
Yes, and it sort of makes sense. So I guess the number seven came before they decided to follow the celestial objects system.
When the Babylonians were marking their time with lunar months, as you mentioned, you know, they were following the celestial objects, but they had marked certain activities during several days of the month. So the first day of the month was the first visible crescent, and the seventh was the waxing half moon. The 14th was the full moon. The 19th was dedicated to an offended goddess.
Right.
You don't want to make her angry. The 21st was the waning half moon. The 28th, the last visible crescent. The 29th, the invisible moon. And the 30th, possibly, this is kind of disputed, the invisible moon, the moon that you cannot see.
Would you start with Sunday or Monday?
I would start with Sunday.
Right, because the working week obviously begins on Monday, and a lot of people would start their calendar week on the Monday.
Right.
But I always thought Sunday was first, right? So, yeah, Sunday comes from Old English synendeg, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Day of the sun, coming from Latin dies solis, day of the sun, right?
And in Germanic and Norse mythology, the sun was personified as a goddess named Suna or Sol. And in a lot of romance languages, you do get soul as the sun.
Then we've got Monday, coming from, and you said Monendeg?
Yes.
Day of the moon. Mm-hmm. And again, this is like a common thing, named after the sun, a day named after the moon.
Right.
Probably coming from the Latin dies lunae.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see this in languages that come from Latin. They often name their Monday after the moon.
Monendag in Old English was named after Mani, who was the Norse personification of the moon and Sol's brother. I think when we think of Monday too, it is very goddess-like moon and very feminine and round and, of course, monthly cycle, so...
You think of Monday as having a shape? That's really interesting, because I do not, but I do think of certain things like numbers as having shapes or colours. But
you have synesthesia.
Well,
then.
I don't think I do.
Are you trying to be clever?
No, I just think of it as like a way of when you think of that thing, it has a certain feeling that goes beyond the word or the concept. But I don't have that with days of the week. Monday is just a day. I wouldn't have thought of it as having a shape, but you think of it as a rounded shape.
Because Monday is representative of the moon, and the moon is thought of to be a feminine celestial body. So.
But maybe because of your background and what you've studied, you think of it that way naturally, and maybe that's influenced how Monday takes shape in your mind. Whereas I've just thought of it as a day of the week. I've never really thought about the history of it. So yeah, it's a different connotation to me. I do have some facts about Mondays.
Oh, let's hear it.
Mondays are typically the least popular days of the week. Now, these come from an article in 2015 from the Daily Express newspaper. A survey in 2011 reported that the average person moans for about 34 minutes on a Monday compared to 22 minutes on other days.
Monday gets such a bad rap.
Yeah, but I guess after your nice weekend, it tends to be the day you go back to work. On average, Monday is the least rainy day of the week. And the reason is interesting. Now, I haven't seen any figures to back this up, so I can't say whether this is true or not. But it does sort of make sense. Man-made pollution decreases over the weekend because generally people aren't commuting to work. They might stay home more. They might go to the park rather than drive off to somewhere. And so there's less condensation nuclei, less particles in the air, which means that it's less likely to rain because the condensation nuclei are what causing increased rain. So Monday is the least rainy day. People do more online shopping on Mondays than on any other day of the week.
Probably because they're so depressed because it's Monday.
Maybe that's it. It doesn't give a reason, but that does sort of make sense. Yeah. According to a study by Marmite, the Yeah, the toast spread company.
That's strange.
The average person in the UK doesn't smile on a Monday until after a 11:15 a.m.
I thought they didn't smile at all. I never see you smile.
Yeah, you called me a bit spoiler. Monday is a slang term for a large, heavy sledgehammer. The Bob Geldof or Boomtown Rats song, I Don't Like Mondays, was written by Bob Geldof after he read about a US woman going on a shooting spree because she didn't like Mondays.
Holy smokes.
Brings a whole new meaning to those lyrics. There were 53 Mondays in the year in 2012. And then the next time that happened was this year, 2018. There are some others, but I'm not going to read them. All right.
I like those. Those are some good facts.
Thank you very much. I'll edit out all the rubbish ones. So what about Tuesday?
Tuesday. As I said, the Old English is Tuesday, named after Tu or Tyr, a one-handed Norse god of dueling, which is kind of strange. He was a Norse god of dueling, but he had one hand.
Maybe one hand because of a duel that went wrong?
Maybe, I don't know. Okay. But I like how that the god is Tu, which is T-I-W, and then Tuesday. Tu is the god, T-I-W, but yes. Then Tuesday. So it's Tuesday.
Yes, it's the day of the of Tu.
Mm-hmm.
In Latin, the day is Dies Martis, the day of Mars.
The Roman god of war.
Yeah, which sort of matches to the dueling god. And this sort of makes sense because the Norse gods were kind of replaced the kind of equivalents of the Roman gods.
Mm-hmm.
But the Norse gods are not named after the planets. They don't describe planets. They just describe certain characteristics.
Yeah, but Norse mythology rose to prominence at a certain point in time, overtaking the Roman pantheon in terms of naming the days. So then after Monday, four of the days were named after these deities because of the Vikings.
Yeah, which makes sense because the Vikings were pretty dominant.
Have you seen the show Vikings?
I saw the first season, didn't watch any more.
I really like it.
Has Ragnar Lothbrok died yet?
Spoiler alert, I'm not going to say.
Well, you didn't spoil it then. Which is not a spoiler alert.
Well, you're asking a question that you're trying to get me to answer. I'm not going to spoil it for I'm not going to tell.
Okay, if he died, was it by snakes?
All I'm going to say is, if you know your history that they follow, the script follows the history as closely as possible.
Ragnar Lothbrok might mean hairy trousers.
And there's hairy over pants.
All right, so what about the next day, Wednesday? From Woden's Dag?
Woden or Odin, the ruler of the Norse gods, associated with wisdom, magic, victory, and death. So the most powerful one.
And this replaced the Latin Dies Mercurii, which was the day of Mercury. Mercury was associated with poetry and musical inspiration.
But it's interesting because if Roman names were still in use, then the middle day of the work week would be Mercury, but it's not.
Thursday comes from... Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to try this. I'll take a run at it. Thunenresdag.
No.
Okay.
No.
Thursday.
Here, I'll say it and then you can pronounce it.
Okay.
Thunereste. Yes.
And this is the day of Thunor or Thor.
Yes.
The god of thunder. And that makes sense. Thunder.
Mm-hmm. In Latin, dies Jovis.
Ah, the day of Jupiter.
Yes.
And Jupiter was the chief god who seized and maintained power using his thunderbolt. So after Thursday, we have traditionally Friday.
Named after Freya.
So this was Freya's day.
Yes.
The day of Frey or Freya. But this replaced the old Latin day Dies Vernis, the day of Venus.
Yes.
Which... we still see the remnants of in other Romance names like French Vendredi.
Mm-hmm.
And Venus was the Roman goddess of love and, if you will, sex.
Fertility as well.
Oh, fertility, okay.
And beauty. But sex. Sex is right as well.
Sex, okay.
Yes, sex.
Then Saturday.
Dies Saturni.
So that's the Latin, right?
Yes.
Dies Saturni. And so that would be the day of Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturn, the planet.
The planet. Germanic and Norse traditions didn't assign any of their gods to this day of the week.
And why not? Because it was the day of rest, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know why. Why? For whatever reason, on the weekend, they're reverted back to these Roman-derived names, so...
Yeah, Saturday, Saturn's Day.
So we have Saturn's Day, we have Sun's Day, and we have Mun's Day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are named after Norse gods.
If you have anything to add about days of the week in your language, please get in touch, let us know. And we could add it to the notes for the show or put it on our Facebook page.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks to Justin for the music, New Media for the artwork, and a big high five to Jeff at Central Sound and Picture.
If you enjoy the podcast, please tell your friends and subscribe. You can contact us on Facebook and Twitter at The Owlish Folk. Send us questions or comments to theowlishfolk@gmail.com.